Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the For Realzo podcast with Amanda and Jessica.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, so we had an interesting thing happen this weekend with a conjunction in the sky in astrology. We've been kind of bringing up astrology and human design topics. And what happened was Uranus and Jupiter lined up in a conjunction, which means they're in the exact same alignment in the sign of Taurus. And Uranus and Jupiter come together every 14 years, but it hasn't happened in the sign of Taurus since 1941. And the reason why I'm bringing all this up is Jessica and I have been talking about this and what all this means for us and our astrology chart. And it's led to some fun, like, conversations and discussions and then realizations about things that we thought we would talk about today.
Yeah, definitely. So we knew ahead of time, like a couple of weeks ahead of time, that because I was 21 degrees Taurus in my Jupiter and you were 22, is it 22 degrees or 20?
22.
And your Taurus and Jupiter. And so we knew this was going to have a big impact on us. And we thought we were going to guide which impact it would be. Because, of course, everybody wants more money. Everybody wants more abundance, right? And I had some ideas of how it was going to look for me. And you had ideas of how it was going to look for you. We had some plans as a combined force on how it was going to look for us. And while those things didn't occur, we were discussing and decided to do our podcast.
Not yet, because we're still
right, all right, all right.
Like it's happened like that. Well, it could.
Yeah. But so far, the conversation is not centered around those specific things. It's centered around other things that we didn't expect, but that also have been very beneficial for us in ways that we didn't anticipate, which is what the Jupiter Uranus conjunction brings, is unexpected
things. Yeah. So for those of you that don't know, Uranus is the planet of like shock or surprise or unexpected things happen, or it just brings about quick change or things that'll drop into your lap. Or and Jupiter is expansive. It is the planet that makes things, it's a planet that brings about good things, and it makes things bigger than what they need to be or what they would normally be. So it's like it expands the opportunities of things. And then in the sign of Taurus, Taurus is all about finances, resources, abundance, that kind of thing. So it's an exciting time because there's a lot of opportunity here for good things to happen in your life in regards to abundance or financial opportunities, or, and depending on what house it is in, it impacts everybody differently. But it's also a collective thing where everybody is, you know, things are going to be shifting and changing it. And it kind of is a start of a 14 year shift of what's going to happen over the next 14 years with things. And so anyway, yeah, but both of us have our Jupiter at this similar, well, Jessica's is exactly at the degree point where this was occurring, and mine is at 1 degree off, which is basically, they still call that a conjunction because it's so close. And so we were both like, oh my gosh, what does this mean for us? We're going to win the lottery. This is amazing. And so I'm still holding out that something amazing is going to happen. I'm not like giving up yet, but I think just by having all these like fun and exciting topics, because when you think about like, I'm going to win the lottery, or what would you do if you win the lottery, or all these things, it brings about like you start dreaming again, or like having thoughts about like potential and that kind of thing. So yeah, so it led to some fun like topics and fun insights for us. And one of them for me was just that to be more open to the universe, instead of like normally we just walk around and we're so like in our routine, and we're not aware or open to the idea of these sudden changes or sudden things that could happen to us or like it and impact us. And we actually close ourselves off to it a lot of times. Like it's right there in front of us, but we don't see it. And so what this has allowed me to do is take a step back and be like, you know, life is always like this. Like it's not just during this conjunction, but there's always opportunities or things. And I should be more open and listen and be more in tune with the world and be aware that things could happen at any time. And I should be always ready for more abundance in my life instead of, because if you think about it, a lot of times we prevent ourselves from moving forward. We have all these blockages in things that we don't think it's possible. And right now, because this conjunction was happening, we're like, anything's possible. It could totally happen. But we should have that attitude at all times. Usually we're like, oh, I don't know. Of course, it's probably not going to happen for me, you know, but this was like, it allowed me to like take those negative thoughts out of the way and like be open to the idea something good could really happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, one of the ways that we block ourselves is by having expectations or a game plan that are very limiting. And then we're only looking at those expectations that we had or that game plan. And we're not looking, we get tunnel vision and we're not looking at all the things that could happen on the side. And then when they do happen, we're not looking at the blessings in disguise that they could have been or are.
Yeah. Cause we think it was supposed to happen this way. Yes. And then we don't see it coming in from the other angles. We're totally oblivious to it.
Yeah. As a Capricorn, I totally am guilty of that on a regular basis.
So it's like there's so much there that we don't like see and we're not open to because we have like this idea and like thing in our head of how it's supposed to play out and it's supposed to look like this, and then the universe is sending us signs like, but wait over here, and we're like, that doesn't look like how I thought it was going to look. So then you ignore it when really it could have been something that led to something amazing.
Yep. Yep. So that's good. That's awesome. You're supposed to be that way. Yeah. Like you said all the time. So it's good that this conjunction has brought that into your sphere. One of the things that I did, and I just had this inclination on Friday morning to just do this. And I don't know why, but I did. So I looked, like in the beginning of the year, we got these books, right? These cool astrology books, because both of us wanted to learn more about astrology. I got mine as a gift, and then Amanda bought one too, because she liked it. And your personal chart, you plan out your personal chart and off of their website. And it basically tells you where all of your, what signs each one of the planets is in, your sun, your moon, your rising, your Mercury, your Venus, blah, blah, blah. It tells you what degree it's in. And then it also tells you on this particular page, it tells you your moon, your houses, like what sign is in each of your houses and at the degrees for that as well. And, for the first time since Amanda's been diving into this astrology stuff and then sharing all of it with me, I've become interested in knowing more about the houses because much like human design, there's so much more to it than a generator. That's it, right? There's so much more to it. And to learn the channels, when I learned all the channels and the details of the channels and everybody that's in my life's channels is when I learned about them the most. When I learned about who they are, what, why their habits are the way they are, what their goals are in life. And I can see them better and more clearly now. And that's really beneficial for me. I love that part. And so I had the inclination to Amanda started talking about one particular house and then the sign that was in it. And this means that for me, she said, she started talking about that a couple of weeks ago to me specifically. And I was like, okay, now I need to know all of these things. So Friday morning, I sat down for an hour and I looked up, what does it mean when Gemini is in your first house? What does it mean when Cancer is in your second house? First of all, I needed to know what the houses were and what they represented. And then I needed to know specifically what it means for all of these particular signs to be in there and how they depict who I am. And every single one was spot on, spot on. Like every single one explains and definitely described who I am in this world and who I'm showing up to be, but also my habits and my inclinations and my, and bad habits, good habits, et cetera, you know? And so when I looked into this more, I was like finding some reoccurring themes. So like my Gemini in the first house and my Cancer in the whatever house both said the same thing, right? And so there was a couple of things that really stuck out to me. And one of them was that I, in several of my houses, I need financial and emotional and material stability. And it explained in all the different houses in the different ways, it explained a lot about me. And then it also kind of gave me a little bit of forgiveness for some of the things that I do. And I feel that people around me are just like, why are you like that? And one of the other one was my need for self-expression. That was a huge one. Artistic self-expression, my need for it. Like, you have to listen to me because I have to get this out.
And why you like doing the podcast.
Yeah, right. Why I like doing a lot of things. But then also the word dynamic, like the word dynamic popped up at least 5 times. Like, I am a dynamic person. But one of the things that was really funny was that my communication house, which I'm not remembering, wait, which one is it? It's the third house. Your third house is your communication. I am a Leo. And that explains everything about why, when I'm telling a story, it's this flamboyant, expressive, you know, like anywhere, and everything is dramatic, and everybody's just looking at me going, is she okay? What's going on? And it's just part of who I am, but it explains why I communicate the way I do. And anyway, so the great thing about this part is that I have been complaining for about, or been feeling this feeling for about a year and a half. So since we started the podcast, I have been literally complaining about feeling stuck, not moving in certain directions of my life that I want. I know I want to, I know I need to, but I don't, I'm not taking action on. I'm not doing it. I'm just floundering, literally. And that's not who I am. And it's been driving me crazy, so much so that 2023 was supposed to be my discipline year, right? That was the word I was using for discipline. And then I just let myself down because I never even got my shit together that whole year. So my point is that when I learned these things about myself, I finally, it just clicked Friday. It was like, oh my gosh, I totally get this now. But I need certain things in this particular life. And the, based off of my birth chart, based off of how I was brought into this world and whatever, you know, how everything was aligned, I need certain things that align exactly opposite of what I'm actually living right now. So that's why I feel so flustered, so frustrated. It doesn't explain why I've still stayed stagnant, but I definitely know why I feel the way I do about being stagnant and about not moving in those directions that I should be moving in.
Right. And we might not, I mean, we're just getting into astrology. So maybe there's some like, you know, some current transits or things that have been going through your chart specifically in a specific house or whatever that's impacting why you feel stagnant too. But yeah, I mean, I think that's, it is, it's awesome to like, look at this and then understand yourself. And my Gemini is in my third house, which is why, like, when I communicate, like, I really have the ability to, Gemini is all about seeing all sides and being it. And I do have that ability.
Yeah, you do.
I'm like, I can see different perspectives and see all sides of things and, like just view it in different ways. And, I'm not closed-minded at all when it comes to like talking or communicating things or, yeah, but so it is interesting. But another thing that's interesting is I think your Saturn's in your third house.
Yeah, it is.
Yep. So that sometimes puts a hindrance on it because you want to like speak up, but Saturn, there's like this disconnect at times with you because Saturn is like it holds you back a little bit. It forces you just like it makes you second guess if you should speak up and like be like that person speaking and getting all that attention. Yeah. And so, or at least I could be wrong, but because I'm just learning about all this, but that planet could have like some, if it was just Leo there, you would like be that person on the stage right away. But then Saturn is like, wait a second, maybe you shouldn't get on stage. Maybe you shouldn't get that attention for talking. It's like almost like a little bit, it makes you like second guess it a little bit. Like, maybe I shouldn't be talking. Maybe I shouldn't get this, be the center of attention. But then at the same time, Leo's there like, no, I deserve to be heard. I deserve to, like, people need to hear this information from me. You know what I mean? So it's interesting. Yeah, but so I think one thing that another thing that we learned about this whole conjunction and like just forcing us to like look at ourselves and Jessica looking at all her houses and all that, and just like really connecting to ourselves. And then in doing so, it's allowed us, Jessica texted me this morning. She's like, I feel like I've taken my power back. And I like felt like that was so such a cool thing to say, because like it, I think it has inspired us to take our power back. Whenever you like really get to know yourself and really connect to like who you are, and like, this is who I am. Like, that's what humans design. We've talked about this in that other episode, but that's what human design and astrology have done for us. It's really allowed to be like, this is who I am. And it's, and then when you, instead of questioning it or doubting it or asking, why am I this way? It's like, no, this is who I am. And then you take that power back, and taking your power back involves not just like one part, but all parts of yourself. Like, who am I as a person, but who am I in my relationships and my friendships, and who am I going to let in my life or not let in my life? And is this relationship working for me or not working for me? And then in your career and in your health, it's like all aspects of your life. You're like, it, just like as you go through, like what Jessica did all through the houses, it's like looking at all aspects of your life. And then it's reflecting like, and allowing you to take that power back of like, yes, this is who I am. And what do I want? And then good and bad, like you said, like there's good, you recognize like, oh, I'm doing things that I shouldn't be doing that don't feel, have not felt aligned for me. And it's not how I want to live anymore. I want to get back to how I'm supposed to be and take that power back in my life. So it's like such a cool thing to do and feel. But I feel like the whole thing started with this, like us really looking at this conjunction that was occurring and then thinking about
it. And then being hopeful. That's the important thing too, because with that came hope.
Yeah. Yeah. It did. Yeah. So it's kind of fun. It's kind of fun to like go through this process and learn. And so how do you feel like when we talk about, because you're the one that texted the word take the power back, how do you feel like that stand out the most for you? Like, I know you just talked about like with your finances and that, but any, like when you think of that, what do you think of?
Well, I would say I wanted to add one more thing about a big change that I saw. So I totally agree with the taking the power back, and making myself more educated to learn more about myself so that I could understand what has been happening to me and why I feel the way I feel. Or not even necessarily why, but just validating that I feel this way and knowing that it's because I'm not in alignment, right? And I need to get back into alignment. I haven't made a game plan for taking steps in that direction yet. The other thing that I wanted to bring up was I noticed a huge thing. It was a life-changing thing for me that happened. And I know it's been progressively happening for a little bit, like maybe a couple of weeks, but I only was able to put it into words on Saturday, yesterday morning, when I was faced with a situation and I internally reacted in a way I've never reacted before. So it was in reaction to someone hurting a loved one. So I have this thing where, and I've had it my whole life, as far as I can remember, that if someone hurts me or a loved one, that there's inside of me, there's this vengefulness, there's this anger and this discontent that's really powerful. And I put it in the direction of that person who did the harm, right? And I feel it and it'll go away eventually, but I do send negativity and vengefulness, like powerful vengefulness towards that person. And yeah, it's not
happy, and you're sending those unhappy vibes back. Like you're like, oh, I don't like what you did. And this is,
but
not
it's
okay.
It's not even, this not okay. It's I'm going to hurt you too. Like, you're going to get it. Like, that's exactly, and it is. And I don't know where it comes from, but I've always had it. And recently, a loved one was harmed by someone, and it was senseless, and it was not fair, and it wasn't okay. Now, I recognize when I deserve it, when I've got something coming for me, or, you know, somebody does have something coming, a lesson they need to learn of some sort, right? This was not that. And this was just jealousy, stupid, petty BS, right? And a loved one was harmed, and I didn't, for the first time ever, didn't feel that vengefulness. I didn't feel that anger. What I felt was the empathy, the empathetic pain that that person was feeling, the sadness, the disappointment, the, oh, I wish this person didn't have to feel like this. I felt the empathy for the harmed person, but I did no longer feel the anger and the vengefulness of wanting to hurt the person that harmed to begin with. And I realized, I know I spoke in one of the last podcasts about losing a friend recently through all this craziness. And I attributed it to the eclipse season, et cetera, but also because it just wasn't a good friendship. And I realized when I thought deeper that when I lost that friend, I did, and I was harmed unnecessarily in a way that wasn't, it was stupid. It was a dumb way to harm me, but it still was hurtful, right? I also didn't feel the vengefulness towards that person then either. So what I'm saying is that this has been dissipating over a period of time, but it's gone. And I just named it. I just said, this is gone. I don't have this anymore. So now it's they're on their path and they're making the choices they're going to make. And if they regret them, they do. And if they don't, they don't. Not my concern. So it's kind of like that. I'm finally at that place where it's not my monkeys. It's not my circus. But even when it is my monkeys, still not my circus. And I've never lived there. I've never lived in that place ever, ever, ever. So it's almost like a weight off my shoulder. But then I got concerned because typically what I do when I am having that vengeful feeling is that I have this, I tie it to loyalty. And then I'm like, I gotta say something either to the world, make some sort of passive aggressive post on social media. I got to do something in defense of that person or myself, right? That's my reaction as well. And this time I wasn't going to make that type of a reaction. I wasn't going to do a post like that. And then I was worried that this person would feel like I was being disloyal or that I didn't care about their pain. And I didn't care that they were harmed unjustly. And so I had to talk to them about it and be like, okay, so here's what I'm experiencing. And you know what? That person was so happy that I no longer had that vengefulness because they never really related to it anyway, but they always thought it was entertaining when I would feel that way. But they were so overjoyed by the fact that I didn't have the vengefulness anymore that they didn't even care. It was like, I don't need that from you. It's fine. But I thought I had the obligation, right? And so it was all this heavy, icky stuff that was always, I was carrying around as a backpack, like, all right, if you harm me or my loved ones, I'm going after you, you know, and I'm going to do it in the nastiest way possible. And now I just put the backpack down. I'm done. It's not part of me. And it's
you don't need it. I think that, you know, it could be just like, you never felt like somebody was protecting you. And so then you have this over exaggeration of needing to protect your friends and family. And so, and then you thought that was a way of showing them and yourself that if nobody else is going to do it, I'm going to do it. I'm going to protect you and I'm going to be there and I'm going to show you how it's done. And then now you realize that you don't have to do that to still show like your love and loyalty. It doesn't have to be that extreme, I love that you have done that. And I do feel like, you know, like the eclipse is supposed to bring about change and this conjunction. I feel like it's all about, you know, connected to that time frame of like bringing about these big changes in your life and
Yeah, I definitely am. It's a healing. It's a healing. It's something that was within me that is no longer there, that didn't, it was just bringing me down. It was something that kept me down in the 3D. It was just one of those lower frequency behaviors and attributes that I've released. But the funny thing is as we're talking about this, I know that my youngest son has this same thing within him. I was talking to some people last night who have really young children, and I was telling them, oh, wait till junior high, because I have boys and girls. And it's like, the girls act this way. And my oldest son was really, really emotional, but my youngest son got in fights all the time. And I didn't know what to do with it, because, and that's right when Clay came along in our lives. And he was like, oh, it's normal. Lots of boys go through this. And I was like, what? And so I was explaining to them how he went through this. And they were like, well, what was he fighting about? What did he always fight about? And I said, about 75% of the time, it was because he was in defending other kids that were getting bullied. He would get in fights because he looked at himself as the more stronger one. And he would go and fight kids all the time because of that. And so I'm sitting here talking to you now, and I'm like, oh, I bet Tristan has this. I bet he's going to be dealing with this.
Yeah. And you can teach him what you learned, and he can go learn faster.
I could, but it was almost like it was like magic. I don't feel like I actively played a role in this being released and healed. I don't know. I don't feel like I did. I feel like it's like, okay, it's time to just go. It's done. We're done with this.
Let it go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just came to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so interesting. Yeah. It's, I love it. Cause I know this about you, and I've like watched you like waste a lot of time and energy and like on being heard about things, but like, it's just like, yeah, there's nothing like you can do. Cause I knew you had to work through the process of doing that. And that's just how you were. Yeah. You always didn't get me, because I was just like, oh, whatever, just move on. Yep. And then, yeah. So I think like we both, yeah. Anyway, I don't know. There's nothing more to
anyway,
say.
I just wanted to say that was something that I got from this. And yeah. I know it's a conjunction thing.
Yeah.
I know that
people will relate, because I know other people have gone through this. I know people have like felt the way you have and then worked through it. Like, I know, like for me, when I was going through my divorce, I had a realization, like for the longest time, it was like, I just needed to defend myself like over and over and over. And like, no, I need you to see this about it. Like, and like, you just want, and then I came to the realization that he was never going to see what I saw. There was never going to be, and that was like a healing thing, not just in that situation, but across the board, like in all throughout my life. It's like, it opened your eyes to things. So like when this happened, it wasn't just a healing in that sense. It was like, it opened your eyes to like this whole different reality of like, wait a second, this is like applies to so many things and so many situations now. It's like, it like peels back the layers of things that you didn't realize were there, because you were so caught up in like how it was before. I was always needing to like people to see my perspective or people to understand me or what. And I was like racking my brain of like, how can I get you to see my side? And then once I let that go, and I was like, you know what? I guess that there's some people that are never going to see my side, or he's never going to be able to see what I see. It was like all these doors and all this like other things open for me that I didn't see that were there. And I think that's what you probably experienced in this moment, is like, oh wow. And I don't know how it happens. It just happens. It's like all of a sudden, cause I didn't ask for it to happen. In fact, I felt like I was like constantly like beating against this door that wasn't opening. And then all of a sudden it was like this realization came out of nowhere. And then I was like, oh my God, this is like, so it was so enlightening. And so, like you said, like a weight just totally off my shoulders. I no longer needed him to understand me.
Yeah.
And it was okay. It was like, it was such a cool moment. And yeah. So I think that people can relate to like having these experiences where like they've always done something a certain way. And then it's like your eyes, I don't know, you're open to this whole other world that you didn't know existed.
Yeah, I agree. It was a healing for sure, though. It was a weight lifted off. I feel like a calmer, kinder, empathetic person who's coming from a different perspective. I'm just seeing things completely different. I'm just not taking on what's not mine. And then even when it is mine, I'm not making it such a big deal, a hurtful big deal, you know? It's a completely different mindset. And I didn't ask for it. I didn't even know I needed it, right? I didn't even know. I had no idea. So I really hope that our listeners are hearing us and they're being able to figure out what changed with them over the weekend or over the last couple of weeks. But at least, you know, from the eclipse time to this conjunction time, what has changed? What have they healed that they didn't even realize or go seek out healing? You know, what perspective are they now able to see in this world that they couldn't before? Because right. I think a lot of people are going to have a lot of realizations.
Yeah, it's true. And I think you don't even, if you're not really paying that close attention, you don't realize it's going on. You're just kind of like, you know, you just keep moving on to the next thing. But, and also I think when abundance happens, it happens in ways that we're not, like we talked about in the beginning, we're not aware of. So yes. You and I are thinking like all this financial, we're going to win the money, lottery or whatever. But really, these insights or these things that happen are just as big because I think they lead us to more abundance. Mm-hmm. They lead us to like this awareness now that you have is really beautiful. And it's going to make your life like so different. And then it's going to change how you engage with people. And that is going to lead to different opportunities because you're seeing things in a different way now, which can lead to more abundance, financial abundance, but even if it doesn't, this in itself is a gift, I think.
Yes. So. Yes. And that's the thing is you don't necessarily get to choose, right? That manifestation thing is so, yeah. I don't know. It's a little bit misleading when people start talking about manifestation, you don't get to really choose what you're getting and you just got to learn to see what you're getting and then appreciate that. Yeah.
Well, that's true. Cool. Well, any other thoughts about what we talked about today?
No, I mean, that's all I wanted to share this has led to huge realizations and healing for me that I never anticipated needing or even happening.
Yeah. And I think maybe it's the combination of all that's going on, but then all the conversations we've had, you know?
Yep.
That maybe allowed for this to come in, you know, and for you to maybe process things and then let them go. And then the universe was able to bring in healing or whatever it needed to do to happen. I don't know.
Well, I mean, they always say love emits a much brighter light and has much better, more powerful energy than anything else. And you know, especially so I think that now that I've released all of this discontent and ability to you know, be angry and sit in vengefulness, I think that I might be able to experience life in a more brighter, happier, kinder way.
And attract different things to you as well.
Yeah, definitely. So anyway.
All right. Well, thank you guys for listening and we'll see you on the next episode. Bye.
Bye.